Shalom, family. Grace and peace. I'm Brother Thabawa. And today's lesson is going to be the genealogy of Shem. Why Shem? Well, today, in today's time, you've been hearing the words Sem or Semitic as it pertains to the Bible. So, we're going to unravel the difference between the word Sem, Semitic, or hearing the term being anti-Semitic, versus the term Shem, Shemitic, or being anti-Shemitic. Also, how the lineage or bloodline begot the 12 tribes of Israel. That's right. And we also going to shine a light on the other nationalities, the other nations that's here on the face of the earth today. Okay? And with saying that, we're going to take a trip over here to Genesis. All right? Genesis. Mm-hmm. Genesis 6. Let's go to Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart, which means his mind, was only evil continually. See, there was a lot of wickedness, a lot of evil that was on this earth during this time. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Most High. And these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with Yahweh. Now, I may say Yahweh. There's some Israelites might say Yahweh. Some people might say Yahweh. Some people might say Yah. Some might say Yahushua. Well, let's not have a stumbling block when it comes to these names, okay? So we would be edified of this great lesson here. So we're saying that we're going to continue here, all right? Now, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with the Most High. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japhet. So we're going to continue here. Let's move over to Genesis 9, chapter 9, verses 26. And it reads, and he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Now, throughout our lesson, we're gonna get some more clarity on Canaan. And the Most High shall enlarge Japhet, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. All right, chapter 10, verse 1. Now, these are the generations of the son of Noah, the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japhet. Now, we're going to read a little of the sons and some of who they begot and who are some of these people and the geographical location of these people. All right? So it reads in 2, Genesis chapter 10, verse 2 reads, the sons of Japhet, Gomer, and Magog. Magog, those are what you would consider your Russians of today. 3, and the sons of Gomer are the Ashkenaz, which would be considered your Germans of today. Read 4, you see the word Kittim, that would be considered Italy. So that gives you a geographical location of the son of Noah, one of Noah's sons, Japhet, in that region. See? And the Russians, Germans, you know, Italy, these are these people of today. All right? Now, drop down to 6. The son of Ham, Cush, Mitzrayim, and Put, and Canaan. Mitzrayim is the Egyptians of today. Put, North Africans of today. Canaan, South African. So those are the African regions right there of Ham. So we know those are Africans. Even if we drop down to 8, it says Cush begot Nimrod. See, these people, those are Africans of today. All right? What you would consider Africans. See, the word African is not in the Bible. That's another word that they made up. That stems from a person. And we're going to get more on that as we continue to go through our lessons. As you follow. Hallelujah. All right. So, drop down to 22. It says, the children of Shem, Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. Now, Elam, that would be considered your East Indians of today. Asher is the Turks of today. Aram is the Syrians of today. Now, Arphaxad begot Shelah. Shelah begot Eber. And Eber begot Peleg, which you can read in 25, which means Peleg in his days was the earth divided. And he also had a brother. His brother was Joktan. Now Peleg begot Reu. Reu begot Serug. Serug begot Nahor. Nahor begot Terah. Now Terah begot 3 sons, Nahor, Abram, and Haram. Now Nahor begot Bethuel, and Bethuel begot Laban and Rebecca. And Laban begot Leah and Rachel. Now you can read about his lineage, Nahor, in Genesis 22:20-24. Now let's go to Tahor. Other son, Haram. Now Haram begot Lot. And Lot, you can read about the story of Lot, which we know in Genesis, 19. Matter of fact, let's pick up on a little bit of that. We're going to give a little meat here. Genesis, let's travel to Genesis 19, verses 29. We're going to start at 29. And it reads, and it came to pass when the Most High destroyed the city of the plain. So you got to think about it when the Heavenly Father destroyed with Sodom and Gomorrah, right? And had Lot and his family fled out. All right? And the wife being turned to a pillar of salt. Now, and it reads again, 29. And it came to pass when the Most High destroyed the city of the plain, that the Most High remembered Abraham and sent out Lot of the midst of the overthrow. And when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt, and Lot went up out of Zorah and dwelled in the mountains, and his 2 daughters were with him. For he feared to dwell in Zor, and he dwelt in a cave, and his 2 daughters. 31. And the firstborn said unto the younger, our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come in unto us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they said, they made their father drink wine that night. And the firstborn went in and lay with her father, and she perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the morrow, the firstborn said unto the younger, behold, I lay yesterday with my father, let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also. And the younger arose and lay with him. And he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. Thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. And the firstborn son bare a son, and called his name Moab. And the same is the name of the Moabites unto this day. And the younger, she also bare a son, and called his name Ben-Ammi. The same is the father of the children of Ammon unto this day. Now, family, the Moabites are the Chinese of today, which stems from Moab. They're the Moabites of the Bible. Ben-Ammi are the Ammonites, all right, of the Bible. They are the Japanese of today. You see, so this is how you can pinpoint the lineage of these people that's here on earth according to scripture, to the Bible. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to continue. Now let's travel, because Torah had what, Noah and Aaron. And let's talk about his third son, Abram. All right, we're going to travel to deep. Let's go to deeper. Let's go to Genesis 17, all right, 1 through 14. And it reads, "And when Abram was 90 years and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between you and thee, and will multiply thy seedily. For as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham." That's right, Abraham. "For a father of many nations have I made thee." Hallelujah. "And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful. And I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be God unto me, to be a God unto me and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan." See, we talked about that region. "For an everlasting possession, and I will be their God." Hallelujah. And God said unto Abraham, "Thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations." You see? So whoever are the seeds of Abraham, right, should keep the covenant that the Most High gave. All right? And we're supposed to have a possession, right? An everlasting possession. Hallelujah. All right, so now, Abraham, he begot Ishmael and Isaac. And he also had other sons by another concubine. And we're gonna get into it, all right? Now, Ishmael, his firstborn son, you can read in Genesis 25, right? And 12. Now, these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. All right? So these, we know today, Ishmael are the Ishmaelites in the Bible, which are the Arabs of today. That's right. The Arabs of today are Ishmaelites in the Bible, which descends from Ishmael. Now, Abraham had another son, Isaac. And you can read about his lineage also in 25. And let's read a little bit. We got a little meat here. And it reads, "And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son." This is 25:19. Abraham begot Isaac. "And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan-Aram, the sister of Laban, the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, because she was barren. And the Lord was intrigued of him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Most High. And Yahweh said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment. And they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out. And his hand took hold of Esau's heel. And his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80. Score means 20. So 3 times 20, 60 years old. When she bare them. Now, why did they describe Esau and not Jacob? Because we have, why? It's because when Jacob was born, he was normal, as in a normal pregnancy, a normal coloration, just the norm, you know. Esau came out, and as you read in 25, came out red all over like a hairy garment. All right. They called his name Esau. Now, let's get a little information on Esau real quick here. And we can read about Esau in Genesis 26. Now, these are the generations of Esau. Who is Edom? And like I said, now we have to understand about who the people are of the Bible and their mannerism. Now, 2, it reads, Esau took his wives or the daughters of Canaan. I'm going to stop right there, and we're going to go to Genesis 28 here, real quick, all right, because you got to read. It says, and Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, thou art not to take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. All right, we're going to drop down to 6, and the end of 6 says, thou shall not take a wife of a daughter of Canaan. See, he reused, said it again. I said, told him this. And 7, and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother and was gone to Padan. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac, which was their his father, then went unto Ishmael and took unto the wives which he had, Mahalalel, which means in H4257, a strong instrument, a catch word in a song given name and tune. So he must have been singing and had a little string instrument or something, string instrument. It says the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, and the sister of Nebajoth, to be his wife, right? Now these are some, now let's flip back over to Genesis 36 here. Like it said here, Esau took wives of the daughter of Canaan. And we just found out that why he wasn't supposed to, because his father, he told them not to. Now, drop down to 8 so we can understand a little bit more about Esau. And it says, thus dwelt Esau in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom. And these are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites in Mount Seir. Now the Edomites are today's Caucasian. Okay? Edomites are today's Caucasian, which stems from who? Esau. Now, Jacob, on the other hand, let's read about that. Let's go to Genesis 32. Let's go to Genesis 32 and 22. And it came to pass when Israel dwelt in the land. And Reuben, oh no, I want to go a little bit before that because this is very important. All right, let's go to Genesis 30, 32 and 28. It says, and he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince thou, has thy power with God and with man, and has prevailed. I'm going to read that again. 28, Genesis 32, 28. And he said, the Most High says, thou name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince has thy power with God and with man, and have prevailed. Hallelujah. All right. So let's go to Genesis 35 and 22. And it reads, and it came to pass when Israel, we just found out who Israel dwelled in the land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. The sons of Leah were Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin. And the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, Dan, and Naphtali. And the sons of Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, Gad and Asher. These are the sons of Jacob, whose name we just found out was changed to Israel. All right, which was born in him in Padan. Hallelujah. So this is going to be a huge lesson here. Now, we have been called bywords. All right. And we're going to get that a little bit more in some of the lessons as well. But a rundown on the Israelites, today's Israelites, which stems from Jacob, are the so-called blacks, so-called African-American, Hispanic, and Native American Indians. Okay? Now, let's get some of this good meat here. Let's find out who is who. All right. The so-called Negroes, Latinos, African American, they were from the tribe of Judah. West Indies, you would say Jamaicans, Trinidadians, they are Benjamin, from the tribe of Benjamin. The Haitians, they are from the tribe of Levi. Dominican, from the tribe of Simeon. Colombian and Panamanians, they are from the tribe of Zebulun. Puerto Ricans are from the tribe of Ephraim. Cubans are from the tribe of Manasseh. North American Indians are from the tribe of Gad. Seminole Indians are from the tribe of Reuben. Hawaiians or Samoans, they're from the tribe of Naphtali. Brazilians and Argentina is from the tribe of Asher. If Mexican, you're from the tribe of Issachar. That's right. So the tribes are, again, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Simeon, Zebulun, Ephraim, Manasseh, Gad, Reuben, Naphtali, Asher, and Issachar. And you can read more about them in Numbers chapter 1, Numbers chapter 2. Actually, throughout Numbers as well. All right, which we are going to go through it. But I just want to get a clear-cut understanding when we're talking about the word Sem versus Shem. Now, can anybody find the word Sem in the Bible as far as a lineage? You can't. There's no Sem. So how can anyone be anti-Semitic? There's no way. Now, when you talk about the word Shem, Now we know that there's a lineage from Shem, and it's huge all over the globe. And this Bible speaks of all the different nationalities that the Most High Yahweh created. Now we have a better understanding of who is who in the Bible. All nationalities, okay? And if you want to read more and even go a little bit deeper, please open up your book. Explore it. You know, the world is yours when you have this in your hand, okay? Especially ye children of Israel, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. With saying that, grace and peace, hallelujah, and I bid you all a wonderful, wonderful day. Once again, I'm Brother Thabawah. Everybody, have a great day. Love y'all, fam.